This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Sometimes you just have to start over. I know, it can be painful, but pulling out plants that have become overgrown and loaded with weeds is sometimes easier than trying to pick through it. That's what I did when I first moved into my new home. The previous owner was a gardener, but she wasn't living in the house for some time, and the whole perennial bed became a weed-infested, overgrown mess. That's what happens to gardens. Nature takes over. So I decided to yank everything out and start over. I'll have pictures on my website, gardenbite.com, of then and now. First, I hand-pulled as much as I could. I never did use a total vegetation killer, although I did ponder it. Instead, I shoveled and dug stuff out. There was a patch of cranesbill that was just way overgrown, and when I pulled up part of the plants, the roots were a tangled mess, and some were rotting. Because I needed to do this renovation inexpensively, I chose to dig out a trench where I wanted the bed, and then I added a 2-inch layer of straight compost that I tilled into the top 8 inches of soil. In the meantime, I was plotting out my plant design. This is an individual thing, but you must keep in mind your sunshade conditions and get a soil test too. You can get more comprehensive results through your local county extension service. It'll cost a bit more than the kits you buy, but it's worth it. After calculating the mature size of the plants I wanted, I went shopping at a few of my local nurseries. Now, I didn't find everything I was looking for. You'll discover that too. It's okay to be flexible. After bringing the plants home, I placed them on top of the bed. Then I rearranged several times, and I still am. When planting, I mixed in a small amount of slow-release Osmocote. I then laid 4 to 6 layers of newspaper down, watered it to keep them in place, and put down red mulch. I've since replaced that mulch with cypress. Check it out on gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.